This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the process. And you already know how you do that. Right? Like I said, don't be one of those people that keeps spewing garbage out there. Make sure you truly understand what's going on. Make sure you truly know what's happening. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's really all I care about. It's all I want from you. So Sony Smith's going to join me in a few minutes. Before we get there, I need you to do something, okay? Fairly simple stuff. Head up to... No. Head up to MyPillow.com. That's where I want you to go. Go to MyPillow.com. And, you know, Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to put together, you know, a way for us who have been, I won't say thrown off of social media, but squelched by social media. You're seeing what's happening now. Some of it's coming back. I'm one of those guys that doesn't believe it until I actually see it. I want to see it change. I want to actually see things changing for people on Twitter, for conservatives. I know we're hearing that some of them are being, you know, they're starting to get more traction and what have you. Let me see it happen. Let me get there. All right? So head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You all need pillow sheets. You need pillowcases. You need blankets. You need slippers, robes. I mean, check it out. Just head over there, MyPillow.com. Let's go ahead and spend our money here in the U.S. with U.S. companies that have American citizens working. Really that simple. And if you want to save some money at the same time, order a pillow, order a sheet, order whatever. Use promo code Joe on the way out. Use promo code Joe, and you will save 50 to 60% on the product. Whatever product it is. Really, truly, really that simple. Oh, I love this. This is perfect. So the Clinton campaign now is now they're trying to... Now think about something. If this was a Trump campaign story, think about where it would be. But the Clintons now are trying to block Durham's access to Perkins Coie documents. Right? They're saying they're not needed. Isn't that what Trump's saying in New York? The Committee for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign is seeking to block special counsel John Durham from obtaining certain documents related to law. The law firm Perkins Coie. Right, they did a lot of work for the campaign. A lot of money ran through that group. Now the DNC works with them too. Now in a late filing of Thursday, Hillary for America, HFA, the principal campaign committee for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, argued that certain privileged documents should be withheld based on attorney-client privilege. Right. Are you telling me that Trump can't claim the same thing with some of his documents that they've been trying to get? And the left, see, they don't have, this is, as this stuff keeps coming up, it's proof positive. They don't believe in the law. They never have. If they did, they would do the things they're trying to force the Republicans to do, but they'll never see that happen. The Hillary for America, the DNC, are the holders of the privileges at issue, according to the filing. In other words, they don't want any information to get out. Perkins Coie is a law firm that the DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign used to fund the now infamous anti-Trump dossier. Right now, think about that. They were funding this dossier through a law firm, and the law firm is not... I thought attorneys were officers of the court. If something illegal is being done, they're supposed to jump in and get involved or open their mouth. That's what I thought. I'm not, you know, again, I'm not a lawyer. I don't even play one on the radio. So the unverified dossier was authorized by Christopher Steele, an ex-British intelligence officer, to support the opposition to compel and justify the assertion of attorney-client privilege. Hillary for America provided declarations from the Clinton campaign manager, Robbie Mook, and Clinton campaign chair John Podesta. This is just great. Isn't it great how they're allowed to fight? They're allowed to push back. And that's okay. You know, by the way, I was looking for something today. I lost the clip on it. I'm going to try to grab it again. You know, this whole, when I was looking for the January 6th thing. Do any of you remember when George W. Bush got elected? And they did the procession, you know, to 1600, to the White House. Do any of you remember that George W. didn't have the opportunity the first time to get out of the limo and walk among the people? Do you remember that? Do you remember that they were egging his limo? That they were chanting and screaming in yellow on the way? Matter of fact, to the point where the Secret Service told the drivers of the limos to speed it up and get us to the White House? Do you remember that? They don't. That was perfectly okay because they're so righteous. They're so right and so righteous. This is exactly what I'm talking about with these people. Yeah, you heard me. These people. The law doesn't apply to them. Maybe George W. should have done that. Maybe he should have done, you know, a whole inquiry into that. It's just amazing, isn't it? Again, they don't want to turn this into a socialist. They want to turn it into a communist country with total dictatorship rights. Sonny Smith joins me after the break. Grab your coffee because this is going to be a lot of fun. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Five seven three two five five six three. Get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. But again, I say this all the time. I mean it. You got to get informed before you get engaged. Please, right? Otherwise, you make the rest of us nuts. And there's no reason for that. Let me rephrase that. You make the rest of us look like fools. Anyway, let me bring her on. Sophie Smith joins me as he does every week. She is not the fool. Okay, I mean seriously. I pity the fool.
So.
Oh, that's old. You know,
I know. Very old school, but I'm old. So.
No, you're not. No, you're not at all. So, how's your week shaping up there, lady?
Oh,
you dear.
We should have talked about it on the over the break. my 99-year-old grandmother, grandmother. Mother took ill, uh-oh, had a major operation, which caused
wait a minute, at 99?
At 99. They operated on her, led to a heart attack. Do you know this woman? Do you know this woman in 2 days is on the upswing? And I kept, my sister was like, bring all the paperwork because this is the big one, Wheezy. And I'm like, no, she's going to outlive us all. This ain't the big one, Wheezy. And sure enough, 3 days later, this woman is up and running. She'll be breakdancing next.
You know, there's something to be said for these old timers because, you know, my grandfather smoked 2 packs of Camel non-filters a day. Okay?
Wow.
And he died after they told me he had lung cancer. He went 12 years and he finally died of lung cancer. He quit that day and he died, like, you know, in his 80s. And I'm going, There's something to be said about the food they ate and the life they lived, isn't there?
Right. And she's a farm girl. And when we were telling them about the people in the hospital, the doctors and stuff, and the nurses about her, they were like, yeah, something's up. Because she's a farm girl. She grew up shooting and eating off the farm. I mean, I never saw them go to the grocery store. She was, you know, she was a scrapper as a kid. She had 11 other siblings. And
God.
So she doesn't even know she's supposed to go to the great beyond. She's just, we're just sitting there going,
99, God bless her. I mean, seriously, God bless her.
And driving all of us nuts.
Yeah,
driving.
I can only imagine what she's seen in her life.
I know. Well, I was thinking about that the other day, even in my lifetime, when I think of just, like, television and the telephone, how that's changed so drastically in my lifetime. Think of what she's seen.
You know what you need to do? You need to go grab a rotary phone and give it to your grandson and say, do you know what this is?
You know what this is?
Grandma used to use one of these, son. Let me tell you.
I told my granddaughter the other day to go get my pocketbook, and she had no idea.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, no clue. She couldn't even figure out. And I thought, well, I guess it doesn't make sense. Why did we call it a pocketbook? You know,
they used to be those little dinky small things. Remember those?
And they snap, yeah.
Yeah,
but
they snap clothes. They had purses and all that other stuff.
Very classy. You know? And now you don't. You have a backpack. That's it.
All right. So I want to get into... God bless.
So I'm exhausted. That's how my week.
I know this is going to be fun though, but
okay.
I want to get into this clip that I found from Don Lemon. Okay, I don't know if this is Don's twin brother. I don't know if Don had some kind of stroke and he kind of changed at one point in his career. But I want you to listen to this because I played it the other day, and I totally agreed with Don's approach. And I got some nasty emails, and I'll tell you why when we're done. Take a listen.
Well, okay, but a broke clock is right twice.
Yeah, I know. You Joe said the same thing. What are you guys? You guys reading from the same book? Hold on.
We all look alike.
Time now for some tough love on the subject. The reason there is so much violence and chaos in the black precincts is the disintegration of the African-American family.
He's got a point. In fact, he's got more than a point.
Oops.
Bill?
Raised without much structure, young black men often reject education and gravitate towards the street culture, drugs, hustling, gangs. Nobody forces them to do that. Again, it is a personal decision.
He is right about that, too. But in my estimation, he doesn't go far enough. Because black people, if you really want to fix the problem, here's just 5 things that you should think about doing. Here's 5. Pull up your pants. Walking around with your ass and your underwear showing is not okay. In fact, it comes from prison when they take away belts from the prisoner so that they can't make a weapon. And then it evolved into which role a prisoner would have during male-on-male prison sex. The one with the really low pants is a submissive one. You get my point? 4 now is the N-word.
We took this word and we made it into poetry.
I understand poetic license, but consider this. I hosted a special on the N-word, suggesting that black people stop using it, and that entertainers stop deluding yourselves or themselves and others that you're somehow taking the word back. Now, number three, respect where you live. Start small by not dropping trash, littering in your own communities. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I rarely, if ever, witness people littering. I live in Harlem now. It's an historically black neighborhood. Every single day I see adults and children dropping their trash on the ground when a garbage can is just feet away. Just being honest here. Number two, finish school. You want to break the cycle of poverty? Stop telling kids they're acting white because they go to school or they speak proper English. A high school dropout makes on average $19,000 a year. A high school graduate makes $28,000 a year. A college graduate makes $51,000 a year. Over the course of a career, a college grad will make nearly $1 million more than a high school graduate. That's a lot of money. And number one, and probably the most important, just because you can have a baby, it doesn't mean you should, especially without planning for one or getting married first. More than 72% of children in the African American community are born out of wedlock. That means absent fathers. And the studies show that lack of a male role model is an express train right to prison. And the cycle continues. So please, black folks, as I said, if this doesn't apply to you, I'm not talking to you. Pay attention to and think about what has been presented in recent history as acceptable behavior. Pay close attention to the hip-hop and rap culture that many of you embrace, a culture that glorifies everything I just mentioned, thug and reprehensible behavior, a culture that is making a lot of people rich, just not you. And it's not going to.
And a lot of what he says could apply to almost any culture. But...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give me some of your thoughts. Actually, don't
now?
Give me some of your thoughts. Did you hear that music?
We're
going to have a commercial. Give me some coffee. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Sonya's going to tell me where I'm wrong. Tell Don Lemon. Tell him. Oh, I wish. Can we get him on the phone? Be back.
I'll tell him where he's wrong, all right. Hilton?
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
the United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. Now, these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Now, if I was even serious, don't you have to care? Some of you already think I'm there. That's the guy I want. That's the guy I would want working for me. And let me maybe she can give me some psychiatric care. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But I think that guy should be used for you know how you when people are brainwashed and you have to get them out of it, unbrainwash them.
Yeah.
That's the guy that should work with liberals. That's the guy that should work with
liberals. Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, sure. So I know that you were hyperventilating and I had to get your paper bag during the break. That was Don Lemon from, I think it was 2013. And I said to you jokingly at the beginning of the whole thing, I said, it was like he was hit by lightning sometime during his career and all of a sudden that didn't matter anymore. But, and again, a lot of what he said could apply to almost any ethnicity. But they got mad at me for agreeing with him. And they said that basically I was happy that a black man was speaking ill of the black community. What do you say?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, it's not speaking ill. I mean, I think accidentally he got hit in the head by a Thomas Sowell book or some other wonderful black... Here's the thing that is verboten in the leftist community is speaking the truth. And we've seen what happens every time one of them dares to do that. They end up doing that perp walk and having to apologize or say that they were in artful or anything else. I don't even know how you found that clip, because 2013, I'm surprised they haven't had every video clip of that stricken from the face of the universe. He probably could not hang on to that job unless they were all gone. He told the truth accidentally. What does Steve Bannon says? He's just saying the quiet parts out loud. Now, we've been saying these very same things to help the black community for ages. Even Tipper Gore talked about rap music and how it was the effects that it had on the black community, and liberals shouted her down and made her shut her mouth. We all know that what he said was true. But the fact that he hasn't said it since 2013 tells you a heck of a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But what I thought he was going to say is, number one, is what black people really need to stop doing the most is stop voting Democrat.
Well, he's not going to say that. That's
what
he
should have said. You don't tiptoe that close up to the truth and then drop the ball at that point. Everything he said was true and helpful. And if CNN had any sort of audience whatsoever, 10 black people would have heard it. Isn't that where he is, CNN or MSNBC? I don't know.
No, he was CNN, and you're right. I mean, they all watch it, but are they listening?
You know? I think that they get so angry, and it's tough. I mean, being black, as I am, when you hear, it's almost like hearing your dirty laundry exposed, and you don't have the strength. I'm talking people, not me, but when you hear that sort of thing about your people, we know all of this stuff. We know it to be true, but when it's exposed, and it's exposed by a black man to a white man, then who do we get mad at? The black man. It's almost like, you know, you can talk about your boyfriend or your husband to your girlfriends, but when they say something about him, you're like, hold up, that's my man, and you're ready to fight. So, unfortunately, I think it was still wasted on Don Lemon, who shut his mouth quickly.
Well, he must have got beat up because, you know, again, he is agreeing with O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly at the time. Those first little two clips were Bill O'Reilly.
He's agreeing with. But yeah. he's also agreeing with the right, with Republic. We've been saying this forever. Thomas Sowell, Walter E. Williams. We've been saying this stuff. Candace Owens. Everybody's been saying this.
So some of the arguments I have with I won't call them my black friends, but black acquaintances when we discuss politics in that line. And I always say to them, and I kind of get them because they don't know how to answer me. So wait a minute. So you're telling me that another black person, another black friend of mine, who doesn't agree with you, has been brainwashed?
Yes, that's exactly
what they
believe.
The lies of the white man?
That's exactly what they believe. Because it would blow their mind to have independent thought. And say to you, as a white guy, you know what, there's some merit to that. There's too much shame and pride involved. And that's one thing, but we're very prideful. So it would be easier to say, well, those black people are Uncle Tom's, Aunt Tom's. Or, you know, it's easier to say that we're wrong than go, you know what, you know, we're embarrassed when we see black young men with their
pants. It's so insulting at every level. It's like you don't have two brain cells of your own to think.
Who's going to hire a guy who... I worked at an employment agency when I was young. I had my first child by then. And I just remember, and it was, you know, it was in Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, and young black women and Latino women were coming in there, and they'd have, like, rollers in their hair, and
how shoes really?
And your shirt. Yes, and they would have their baby on their hip. I mean, I've held more than one baby while they take a typing test.
Oh, my God.
But there's nobody to teach them that that's not. You just see the decline of our race. And when I was young, there was something called being a credit to your race. Well, the left said that was racist.
Yeah, they still do. Very much so.
But that's when they got rid of that, and now you're no longer a credit to your race. Everybody else has to deal with whatever you want to be in your race. Wow. And look where we are. We're bringing babies to an employment office because our baby daddy, and there being times where the baby daddy would be sitting there holding the baby while the woman took the typing test so she could get a job as opposed to him getting a job.
Wow.
That's what has happened. That's the decline. That is what's happened because of leftism. Everything they touch, they destroy. Everything that's good, everything that's godly, everything that's holy, they will ruin.
I always said they're like locusts. You know, they show up, They strip the place clean, and they move on. And look, you go, look what you did to the place, and they move on.
I say they're roaches, but you know, locusts work.
Well, hey, too. Look, whatever works. The idea is still the same. Okay.
How does Don Lemon so? Why did it take him this long? I mean, I know 2013 was a long time ago, but it still shouldn't have taken him that long.
Nope.
And
why did it take a white guy to bring it forward and him have to step up? I mean, don't we want to do, we naturally, like me with the Italian community, some of the Italian kids that think they're stuck in a certain way of life, I could approach them and say, no, you're not. I grew up the same way you did. You don't have to stay there.
Don said, I have lived in more than one white neighborhood. So he sees it. He sees it from different perspectives. He knows what's going on. But I tell you, had that video clip been recent, what I was going to say is that the Democrat Party is sweating bullets because they're losing the black and Hispanic vote. So they're starting to sound like us, so that they can use the same tactics that we have spoken truth about, because they don't even know what they're doing wrong, let alone how to get black people on their side.
Okay. Do you think they don't know what they're doing wrong? Are they really so blind? I mean, they're really so blind, and they figure they're so right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No. I mean, I did a story earlier in the first hour about a Quinnipiac poll that just came out that said the Hispanics are breaking from the Democrats in big numbers.
But
I'll tell you what bothered me. Let me give you this number before we go to break so you can have some heartburn. According to the poll in early April, Biden's approval among Hispanic voters sits at just under 26%. That's a low number there. The same poll found approval with white voters at 31%.
Oh, Nelly.
And black voters, what do you think?
We're diehards. I say we're up to the 40s, but that's good for us.
All right, ready? 63%.
Yeah, I get it. Voters. Where are we going to go? The mind trip on us has been happening longer in this country.
Yeah.
So the brainwashing has been taking place longer in this country. So it is going to take. Listen, we were 95% before. So it being 60 is a major.
Oh, yeah. Trump.
Oh,
you got to give Trump credit for that.
Trump credit.
All right. Go quick break. Don't go far, people. Come on back. We're going to hear from Mr. Obama when we come back. I'm sure you're excited. Yeah.
That's not to say we did.
That's a dietary supplement for most people right there.
Shall we?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't keep your hopes. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563.
You know, I always appreciate your time. With me, and I appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending us messages. Let's just kick this segment off with somebody somebody we really haven't heard from for a long time. And for some of you who don't really know that you're white supremacist and that you're spreading this information, let this guy set it straight for you.
People like Putin, and Steve Bannon for that matter, understand it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. No one in my administration was surprised that Russia was attempting to meddle in our election. What does still nag at me, though, was my failure to fully appreciate at the time just how susceptible we had become to lies and conspiracy theories. We just saw a sitting president deny the clear results of an election and help incite a violent insurrection at the nation's capital. Social media did not create racism or white supremacist groups. All these things existed long before the first tweet or Facebook poke. Solving the disinformation problem won't cure all that ails our democracies or tears at the fabric of our world. But it can help tamp down divisions and let us rebuild the trust and solidarity needed. And unfortunately, it turns out that inflammatory, polarizing content attracts and engages. Other features of these platforms have compounded the problem. For example, the way content looks on your phone, as well as the veil of anonymity that platforms provide their users, a lot of times can make it impossible to tell the difference between, say, a peer-reviewed article by Dr. Anthony Fauci and a miracle cure being pitched by a huckster. People are dying because of misinformation. Tech platforms need to accept that they play a unique role in how we as a people and people around the world are consuming information, and that their decisions have an impact on every aspect of society. With that power comes accountability.
Okay. I mean, he just explained everything that the Democrat Party does.
Exactly.
Right? To a T.
He just took the words right out of my mouth.
Go ahead, that go is for it.
Rejection 101. If you know anything about how tyranny works, all you got to do is just do a little bit of history and then watch this. And I wish there was a bell that went off every time he used one of the buzz phrases in that speech.
I got to put that in there. That's not a bad idea.
Right. Yeah. But here's the sad part is a lot of the ignoramuses on the left or young people or maybe even the immigrants that the left is training up right now, they got a long road to hoe. They're playing catch up on these lessons. They don't get it. You've seen the videotapes of people going to college campuses and asking them simple questions that they can't answer. So they're far beyond they don't get that what he's saying is a bunch of crap. And also this speech makes me keenly aware that this guy needs a speechwriter because he didn't sound like this when he was president. But he had all the buzz phrases, all the things that I don't want to be a Republican. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. Their whole thing is about turning people against the Republicans. And they're scared to death of Trump because he has so much power that that's who they have to go against. But most people don't read it that way. They don't even know what he said, but they know enough that they still believe in him, and they don't want to be Republicans. They don't want to have anything to do with Republicans. I homeschool because my mom was in the hospital and my other grandson was with me all week, and I homeschooled him. We started off the day saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, my other grandson saw this, and he goes, "What are you doing?" So this is how far the left has taken our country. And I was able to talk to them this morning about how there was prayer in school and how, you know, bad things weren't happening in schools at that time. There weren't shooters and there were, you know.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, but people don't understand the likes of an Obama or the commie Marxist agenda that they have for the country. And that's what I tried to explain to people when he became elected, is that we just elected our most American-hating president ever. I think there have been some that have had the agenda of tearing our country down, but this guy...
Yeah, but they could have never gotten, in their day and time, they could have never gotten away with it. You know it.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. But this guy's very frightening, and for people to still be listening to him concerns me. So, yeah, that's your Obama for you.
But it is scary that he was able to. Now, I have read articles as of late. I don't know how you feel about this, that they have kind of lost their new car smell. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I think that's the case. Again, we go back to the old Don Lemon thing. They're losing their audience that they never really loved in the first place. You know, it's like that girlfriend. She's kind of fat. And she's not that great looking.
You really think I'm going to go there? Go ahead. Anyway.
So she ain't going anywhere. You can treat her any kind of way. And then you come back every once in a while with a rose, and she's like, Robin Harris has a joke like that. And he says, you got to date ugly women because you can do anything with them. And they're like, where you going, baby? And he'd go, to the moon. And she'd go, well, you be careful. And that's exactly what black people and Latino people have been for the Democrat Party. We ain't going to leave you. So if you treat us any kind of way, we going to be there. Well, guess what? Trump came around, and they ain't going to be there. So now they're scrambling. But they've never had to have an argument for their beliefs. They've never had to discuss their beliefs. All they had to do is go, we care. Republicans are racist. They're the devil. And we're going to get you free abortions. And okay. But you know what changed, too, is this vaccine. Black people didn't. I don't know exactly why, but black people jumped skeptical, and they didn't get this vaccine. And now what happened a few weeks ago, they said it was reported that the vaccines, I think even Joe Biden accidentally said this, the vaccines are killing black people and Latino and brown people at twice the rate, even maybe even more than white people.
Are you buying Are you buying that?
Listen, I don't think that don't even, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
I'm not either.
I'm a skeptical vaxxer. Okay. I just don't, you know, I don't believe in, I don't trust the government. I just have a healthy distrust of the government and the way all this went down and all of the lies. And I think that black people were like, there's one where I know a three-syllable word, Tuskegee, and I ain't.
Well, what I'm going to say is those, they sit there and they talk about how the inner city or the lower socioeconomic groups didn't have access to these vaccines like everybody else said. I'm going, that's a line of bunk.
That's not true.
They had vans going into the inner city.
Let me tell you something. I go to the inner city to visit my family, and every other billboard and bus stop sign is about vaccinating your baby, vaccinating you, vaccinating your child that ain't been conceived yet. I mean, it's like there is no shortage. There's radio ads about it. They have targeted our, and that's another thing I think that makes us go, what's going on here? Why are you giving me free donuts to get a vaccination? Why did I get an Obama phone? And now, you know, they're always trying to sell us on some idea. And I think, thank goodness for Trump, we're starting to open our eyes. And the economy.
I lost one of my black friends over exactly the Trump thing. We were sitting at the table, and I simply asked him a question. It was after Trump said, David, you've been voting for them for 60 years or something like that. What have you got to lose, right?
He got mad, right?
Oh, he got mad and got up from the table, and he says, he's like, you don't know what it's like to be black. You have no right saying that because you don't know what he's going to do. Right. I said, but you know what they've done to you.
Right. It's hard to face reality for most people. And not just black people. It's just hard.
Yeah.
Most women won't tell their girlfriends that they need to walk away from that fool because they know that they're going to lose a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So you support her in that. And you do, you know, I don't. That's why I ain't got no girlfriends. But most people aren't willing to do the hard thing.
Yeah.
And when it's to look at yourself, and they don't want to be told by a white guy, even though this particular white guy, Donald Trump, was embraced by all kinds of black people before he came out and ran as a Republican.
I was talking about that earlier. He was God's gift to the black community. He brought jobs.
Exactly.
He brought all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
I'm running for president. Look at that racist what he's
as a Republican. Right? Now, had he run for a Democrat?
Oh.
As a Democrat?
All right, Sonya Schmidt, always love when you're with me. Love you kicking the week off with me, or weekend, I should say, party time. And God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Tomasini, your host. A lot more coming up. Don't go far.